Christopher Media, the Toddzilla X-Pod.
I don't like shooing people away, but it's good practice sometimes. Some people like me, some people can't fucking stand me. I'm polarizing, I get that. But I think it's fair that I should come with a warning label. Then I should get that out there before you stumble into something thinking it's going to be something it's not.
The Toddzilla X-Pod on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Hey, it is another episode of Unregimented. I am Chris.
I'm Jay.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Rich.
There he is.
Yes.
He's back.
Made it back.
Like a bad penny, I keep showing up.
He doesn't hate me.
Yeah, you guys were never in
the... Why would I hate you?
That's just, every week that you weren't here, I was like, you ain't coming over because I'm here. I'm
no,
like,
dude, what? Totally not. I was fucking around.
I'm like, I'm not coming. He's here. Fuck that guy.
In fact, the one time that I bowed out when he was like, yeah, you're not going to make it, I felt guilty. I was like, fuck. It's like, but they'll be able to call one of their friends and get him in there, right? Because, yeah. Now, are you a PC gamer? You a PC Master Race guy?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have no problems with consoles. Well, you know.
As you worship at the altar of jobs.
Yeah, right. If you can be. We're not going to rag on Apple tonight, so it's cool. I can all day on
the altar of superior technology.
Anybody want a Starburst?
Oh, maybe later.
Okay.
Anybody want a peanut?
You're like, no, you gotta eat it now. If you're taking it now.
Tropical.
Oh, this is sure. Yeah, there you go, bro.
Basically what it is I repair PCs on the side. Mm-hmm. So all the money I make from repairing PCs, I put into my PC.
Gotcha.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's cool. It's like having a drug addiction and then totally. You just start dealing. Totally.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, man.
You sell just to pay for your own.
Yeah. My wife's like, how much did you just built a computer for so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, that's yeah. Right. She's like, I saw the bill for how much all the parts were. She's like, how much did you make off that?
You don't need to know this.
No, I said
Stop asking questions.
I said a video card and a monitor.
That's fair.
She goes, well, how much was that? I said, enough. Free to you.
Baby's crying.
Yeah.
Does the wife actually listen?
To what?
I mean, we're not going. Does she listen to you yet? We'll get to there. But I mean, does she listen to the show?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, I gave her like mad props because I was here on my anniversary. And she's like, oh, get out of here. Yeah, go have a good time. And she was serious. Like, it wasn't a trap. No trap.
Gotcha.
No trap at all. She's like, I'm really tired. You know, we went and stayed at a hotel in Port Huron that Saturday.
Oh, see, you'd already set it up.
Yeah, but Adderall. Yeah, I can't say
Adderall?
It. Admiral Akbar had to be screaming in your head.
Yeah.
It's a trap!
Yeah, totally, totally. But
I'm really tired. My tennis instructor's just coming over. We're just going to go to dinner.
Whatever. Well, no, she's like, I'm tired. You know, I'll probably be going to bed at like 10 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, go hang out with these guys, whatever. And, you know, she there was absolutely zero problem with it.
That's cool.
I brought her home some flowers, gave her a card. She's like, you're going, you don't expect anything if you're going out. She's like, hey, there's no anniversary nookie.
There were repercussions.
There were. Whatever. Yeah, so I came
I'll
over
take,
here and
I'll
said,
take a single night of
pay for his art.
I'll take a single night of throttling my own cock on my anniversary, then having a pissed off, passive aggressive woman
Amen.
For half of the next year to my anniversary.
Yeah, no, she was fine with it.
I mean, I can find something on RedTube real quick. Yeah. Not that big of a deal.
Well, you go to YouPorn and you check it. All the shit at the top.
X-Hamster, all that shit.
Streaming rules.
Married guys coming with the porn sites right off the top of their heads.
Oh, shit.
YouPorn's my shit.
Yeah. YouPorn's the shit.
It was down for maintenance the other day. I was like, well, that's all right. I got eight other options up here in this banner.
You ever just go to the one you hardly ever go to, and it's like, why do I have this one bookmarked? This is the dirty porn.
Well, see, I don't bookmark them.
You just... Commit him to memory?
Yeah.
You're
marked up here.
You're like a numbers guy from back in the day with the mafia. You never write anything down.
No, I don't write anything down.
I think it's worse. I think it's worse with me because I don't even want to remember. Like, I'm done. Every one of those is disposable. It's like a Kleenex.
Once you jerk out the evil, you're like, ugh. That's what I was looking at this internet for.
Yeah, I know. You feel all guilty and shit. You're like, oh, that poor girl's got to have a dad somewhere. He's just all depressed like because he's flipping through YouPorn and just saw his daughter take one in the rear.
That looks like my daughter.
But
that looks like my daughter. God.
Also, there's always some girl out there who I haven't seen naked yet.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm kind of getting bored of porn though. That means I must have seen way too much.
Oh, and there it is.
That's
Way too
much. Someone was going to say it eventually.
No, remember when we were kids and it was hard to come across porn?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And you'd find a magazine and then you'd abuse that magazine for like a week. And then you get bored of it and then you lose it.
Not even a magazine. Like, find a piece of, like, somebody tore something out of a porn magazine and left it in the bushes. And you're like, oh my God, that looks like a tit.
We
would fold it up and, like, trade it. Like, I'm taking it home tonight.
That's like when you take the half hour that it takes to turn the Land of Lakes girl into a girl that has titties. You wear that shit out. And you, that's what you use. What do you think you used the butter that was in there for?
See, I don't know how you guys were, but once I lost it or got bored with it, I'd find it again 6-7 weeks later, and it'd be brand new all again. It'd be like I hadn't seen it.
I remember that shit. Baby.
Yeah, no. I've got too much of a memory. Like I'm
you got total recall when it comes to Nook.
And I don't even want it anymore. I'm like, I'm done.
I remember this Nina Hartley video I watched when I was 12. But it's still burning in my head.
But at the time, I mean, when your options were limited.
Yeah, like when
you just have to go over and over it.
Your dad, like, hid some Playboys away just so he could find them. Like, they're hidden.
Every one of our friends had, you know, a stash somewhere that we knew about.
My old man had a porno video that said Superman on it, but it wasn't Superman. And
why Superman?
Because it was hidden.
Horrible.
No, it was hidden in our
Oh, wait. Was it the one with Richard Pryor? Nobody would watch that.
I was thinking maybe the old George Reeves one, like, where he jumps out a window and it's obvious he's on a board. And he's like,
it's like, why don't you just write? It's like why don't you just leave you a treasure map?
Yeah, well,
wrote Superman on it. Directions.
Of course I'm going to watch Superman.
Take this Raymond Marker, unreleased George Lucas film. Yeah.
Don't make the gardener mad.
Star Wars holiday special. That's what Wookiees do. Yeah. Oh. They're weird on Kashyyyk.
But when we would find the stat, I got the clever idea of take a nice sharp pair of scissors and just take the whole page out clean.
Yeah.
And if you do it in the right area, you know, you got to make sure you're not taking out, like, he's going to turn the page and there's just bush and nobody's head.
or you accidentally cut through the subscription card that's bound into the binder. and he's like, what the fuck happened here? The mailman's going through my shit.
My dad had, like, full penetration magazines, though. Like, back in
Your dad was really dirty, son.
Yeah.
Your dad was progressive and ahead of the curve.
I was, like three of them, and it was like, holy shit. You know, I wonder how much that shit cost, you know what I mean?
See, my dad was my truck driver, so he'd be on the road, and, like, when I go on the road with him, I don't know where he got him, but it never showed penetration.
Yeah.
It always showed, like, the penis lying suggestively by the vagina.
Yeah.
And
I was like this.
Yeah. And so,
was it at least fully erect, or was it the?
Well, sometimes you could tell he would slap it against his leg a little bit.
Right. Semi.
Cooperate. This is pre Viagra.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm
pre carotene shots in the cock.
Yeah.
No one likes
penis.
So
I tell
line.
My friends, I'm like, dude, in porn they don't do it, and they're like, what the fuck you mean? I've seen the magazines. They just act like they do, and they're like, dude, you're stupid. My dad's got porn. Come over and watch
this video.
No, we never found videos. All we found were magazines. It was always Playboy. Actually, almost entirely Playboy, or the occasional issue of, like, Jugs or something like that.
Oh, if you found a Hustler.
Penthouse, Hustler,
Even Penthouse or Hustler, you're going to see some more crotch.
I actually have the very first Penthouse that showed penetration.
Ooh.
Yep.
Right now?
No, at the house.
Be cooler if you did.
You are not allowed to see it.
I bet you there's a lot of, I mean.
There's DNA all over that
motor. Oh, no. Not only that, but I bet you there's a lot of bush on that.
Actually, no, there's not.
Really?
Penthouse didn't show penetration until 2000.
2000?
Yeah, So you're into...
I was already on the internet.
Probably a lot of landing strips.
I found out what Bukkake was before they showed penetration. Right. That's fucked up.
Well, I remember the first time I actually came across
that, man. That is sad.
I was actually a teenager when I came across actual, like, penetration porn in a magazine, and it was German. That was very strange.
The Germans.
Achtung.
German magazine bought in Florida.
Yeah, I stayed in somebody's parents were gone, and I was with my girlfriend in the bedroom getting it on, and we looked through their shit and found German porn and a German sex board game. Nice. You're supposed to like go around, and we didn't read German, so we couldn't play it.
Yeah. But, no, right. No, honey, that means so in you know the butt.
Which Juden and all I know is
Shiza. Just
together.
Don't land on Shiza. That's all I know.
Was there any scat in any of the German porn you found?
No. Oh,
everybody's man. Thinking it. I'm asking Damn. It.
There was a lot of hair from both sexes, though.
God. Oh, that was my mom had like the Joy of Sex book.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys' parents have that?
Yeah.
The illustrated Joy of Sex I've seen where it's like, drawn and everybody looks like a caveman. Like the dude has the most hairy chest, hairy ass. The chick has like hair that like it tapers rains. Down to her knee on the inside of her thigh, and it's just like, so oh my god, that's what naked people look like. I never want to see them naked.
The only like
that's why they did that.
The only magazines that I ever prized were ones that were like Sherilyn Fenn in Playboy. You know, when Or when Carmen Electra was in Playboy.
Carmen,
which one? I've got
Carmen Electra?
Yeah, I've got the.
It's totally not my type, but she does something for me.
And I understand.
Her and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, buddy. Jamie Presley, too.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, buddy. The first time I ever saw her in Playboy, it was a little tiny. She wasn't a spread. It was like just a little tiny thing, and like
wasn't spread.
Right. It was butt. She was butt naked on the side of a highway. Had a sign up that says "We'll work for sex."
Oh yeah,
that's the very first time she was in there. And my God Almighty, I was like, well, I got to have more of this girl.
The one that sticks out to me is Stephanie Seymour, because I'd always seen her in what's the Victoria's Secrets ads. She was the Victoria's. She was like the face of Victoria's Secrets for a minute back in the early 90s. And she did Playboy, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm good. Thanks. It's like, she did a swimsuit issue, too. So that's where I'd really seen her first when I was like 10, when I had a Sports Illustrated. It's funny because sometimes
like the
in
era
February,
when they started doing like the, they would just paint, they would just airbrush the nipples
this
out.
This is even before then.
Oh, man.
This is like, if you saw a thong, you were like, oh, my God.
Look, I could see your butt cheeks.
Yeah, it was funny because my dad had no interest in my Sports
Illustrated
subscription. I can
see exactly where nipples are.
Until February came around, and then all of a sudden he was checking the mail an awful lot for the four weeks.
We didn't want you getting them.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Dad, stop cock blocking, man. You can go get the real thing. Come on.
He was in it for the swimsuit issue and the football phone.
You got that shit upstairs. Come on, man. You can get real porn. This is what I got to look forward to.
Did he hang on long enough to get the football phone?
Oh, no, they were cheap. They gave him a little transistor radio that had, like, that little NFL shield on it. It was literally, like...
God,
like,
I hate this song.
A little bit bigger than a pack of
you
cigarettes.
Can play it. It's fine. But,
I kept that issue of Playboy, and I would go back to that over and over again because it's kind of a different thing. Like, most times when you open up porn, you're like, okay, I know this girl is going to be naked. Yeah. I don't even know who the fuck this girl is. When you watch Twin Peaks and you're like, Sherilyn Fenn is so fucking hot. I wonder what she looks like naked every single episode that you watch. And then finally she's in Playboy. It's like, oh,
well, that's
fuck.
Like, that's the chick that played Tasha Yar. What the hell is her name? She was in Playboy. Like,
played who?
Tasha Yar, Star Trek.
She was in Playboy?
Denise Crosby?
Yeah, she was.
Denise Crosby, the blonde?
Yeah.
Short hair?
Yeah.
She was in Playboy.
Fucking ain't right.
I had no... Dude, I gotta test May with that one because he's all about Star Trek. He's going to be like, really?
Yeah, check that out. What's
Internet's going to be his
type
friend in a
in
second.
There, see what her name is.
By the way,
Denise Crosby, that's her name.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. You can subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sunday, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, we have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget. You also get the Toddzilla X-Pod whenever he gets around to it, and you'll like it. That's how it goes. Wednesday, we have the Projection Booth. We also have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. Fridays, you get the full episode of the Weedsman Podcast. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. Yes, even while the NFL playoffs are happening, you can still do fantasy football at DraftKings.com. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you will get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Total blast from the past for me. I listened to Adam Carolla's show today, and he had Mr. Skin on.
Oh, yeah.
Who they used to have on all the time on Drew and Mike.
Yeah.
And he did the top 10 for the year of nude scenes.
I miss Mr. Skin, man.
Yeah. He's still on Drew and Mark.
Drew and Mark? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
The afternoons. Yeah.
I heard... Didn't I hear Mike somewhere? And I heard Trudy somewhere, too.
Trudy's on 94.7.
Yeah. Trudy does... Okay,
that's a good fit. That's
oh, my
a good
God.
Fit for her.
Yes, she's fine on that show.
We forgot about Denise
Crosby. I mean, all morning shows are stupid for the most part, and that one's just as annoying as any of them.
But Playboy?
But they... I heard a little bit of Trudy this morning, and they were talking about the recent report that came out about the torture that the CIA was doing.
The interrogations, you mean?
Yes, enhanced interrogations. Yeah. And she was like,
"You're welcome.
Damn, she's new.
You're fucking welcome." By the way,
no idea about that. How did I make it 37 years and not know this?
Whoop, whoop.
She actually said, "Well, you know." The water stuff's not that bad. You know, I could be waterboarded. It's the mental torture that would really get to me. I'm like, bitch, how do you know?
How about the rectal torture?
How about the, like, fucking 48 hours that they don't let them sleep?
Right. I mean, if somebody was like, hey, yeah. I'm gonna waterboard you, but I'm not going to kill you, and everything's going to be just fine, and we're just going to see how this feels, I'd be like, okay, that's weird. And I wouldn't get freaked out. It wouldn't be torture.
I'm sorry.
But if somebody's like, I'm going to kill you, and then they start doing something, and it makes you feel like I'm going to drown.
I'm sorry, but here's my feeling on that. You want to fucking kill Americans? Fuck yeah, this is how we're treating your dumbass.
Well, here's the thing. Christopher Hitchens said that he can handle
waterboarding
too, and they did it to his ass for 10 seconds, and he was like, they did it under the control. Christopher Hitchens, they gave him, you want to handle, you think you can handle being waterboarded? Let's do it. And they gave him the little safety, you know, drop this, and we'll stop it instantly. He didn't even make it 10 full seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, that shit's torture. I take it all back. That is torture.
I remember that.
And I just thought that was funny, because it's like, this is one of the guys who was like, fuck it, do anything we can to get it out of him, blah, 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 blah.
And most people don't... I mean, when the idea of waterboarding first came out, everyone's like, what the fuck is that? And I honestly think most people believed it was the shit where they put you on like a little teeter-totter and they just dunk your head into the water when you don't answer the question correctly.
I think it's down there.
It's got to be down there somewhere.
That is fucking brutal, man. That is brutal torture. It really is.
Well, you worked security, Jay. Did they ever make you get pepper sprayed before you could carry pepper spray?
No, I don't work that kind of security. I do electronic security.
Okay. They actually...
I've been tased, though.
Okay.
Because I asked to be.
See, I didn't ask to be. They were like, if you want to carry... I'm like, I don't want to carry. I have a sidearm. You're not going to shoot me, so I know what it's like to be shot. So I have to, so I can carry a sidearm. What's the logic behind this? That's just what we want to do. Because
so you can react when you spray it and some of that gets in your face?
That, because we had foggers.
Oh, yeah.
So we can do an area real quick.
God damn, that sucks. I've been hit by a fogger. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm still on torture, though, because...
it is torture, yeah.
Okay. my major beef with this, though, is that... Okay, so we tortured a bunch of people. We got some information that sounds like it was bunk. Maybe some of it was good. For the most part, we got jack shit. And then we invested $40 million in investigating all this. Did we really come out on top? Wouldn't that money have been better spent just trying to actually have some maybe espionage going on? Some actual spying, some actual intel gathering.
It's so difficult, though, to get intel. It's not like the wars we've had in the past. I mean, this one, like, it's worse than Vietnam, man. I mean, these people are like, the one minute they're like, you know, yeah, thank you, America, for, you know, for saving us. Thank you so much. And next minute, their fucking kids running out, blowing up.
Sure. Number two. But is torture even effective?
I don't know. I don't know the stats, man. Like, according to there was a congressional member on NPR today that was discussing, mm-hmm. he was was he's director of Central and non-intelligence. He was part of like the, man, I'm a fucking retard. It's like whatever congressional entity that overlooks intelligence, you know, like they're
okay.
Not, they're in charge of the CIA basically.
There's so many yeah. New...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even, I don't know.
Positions
I just, in that. I just heard his name and I heard his title and everything like that. But he was talking about it in, you know, was it Carl Castle was interviewing him?
Yeah.
And he's like, so what do you, you know, like basically do you agree that waterboarding, you know, is a proper form of interrogation? And the guy got kind of pissed because he's like, you
did
know,
you basically. Did he sit there and shake his head?
No, he didn't shake his head. He was just like, Bill Cosby. You know, I'm all for you. Oh, man, that sucks so bad. But anyways, he's like, I'm all for, like, a bipartisan discussion regarding the enhanced interrogation and this and that. He's like, but the way that the Democrats are pushing it right now is it's not right. Like, there's no bipartisan support at all. It's just all the Democrats pushing about this shit. He's like, they're not getting all the facts out there. And Carl Kass is like, well, you know.
They're trying to railroad
right. He's like,
conservatives.
Yeah, right. Saying. Yeah, and that's totally yeah. They're giving the conservatives a bad name. And, like, yeah. Whatever. I mean, hey, you know, I'm not saying either way on that as far as that goes. Like, that's Democrats doing what they have in their arsenal to fight the
politics,
Republicans.
Apparently.
That's politics, yeah. Like, there's more shit going on than that. We don't, like, there's more shit. Like, deal with it. Find out what the problem is. Deal with the problem and then tell us what you did. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need yeah. to be outraged about it right now. Like, do your fucking job. Okay, investigate it. Like, if you think that there's something wrong going on with the CIA, mm-hmm. fucking do your job and investigate it. And why did it go on for so long? Because the president, and this is how it's getting twisted too. The president was like, he is against it. You know what I mean? And like, I hear other.
Which president are you talking about?
Obama.
Okay.
He is against, he was he, like, that's what you
against
to,
the
against
whole
all that type
investigation.
Of, not the investigation, against the interrogation.
Against the enhanced interrogation.
Okay, torture, whatever you want to call it. He's against that. And he spoke out about it.
He's got drones.
Right. He's like, I want to, he talk about closing Guantanamo and how he was condemning waterboarding mm-hmm. a few years back.
Yeah.
Now there's people twisting it and saying that he was supporting it and it's the White House that was supporting the,
what?
Supporting the.
No.
Yeah, right. He's like, the White House totally knows
about the CIA. I remember
hearing
a lot of Republicans saying that they were, okay, yeah, let's shut down Guantanamo. And then when it came down to the vote, they're like, no, we can't risk it. No, they'll vote me out of office if I open up this prison.
Yeah, right.
Well, part of this conversation is, so how effective is this? Because you're going to have people who...
This is a wag the dog.
You're going to have people that are just... They're just zealots.
Yeah.
They'll die before they'll tell anything. Then you're going to have people who will break. But then you have people who will just tell you anything to get you to stop.
Right.
Which one's more...
And they're playing the odds.
Yeah. I mean, and if you have a group of people and you have three that are, you know, we'll just tell you anything. Just stop doing what you're doing to us. That's worse than if they don't tell us anything. Because now we're searching for shit where, you know, that doesn't exist. We're going snipe hunting.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's not right if they're just, you know, if there's innocent people being interrogated. I mean, yeah, it happens. But like, at what rate does it happen? I don't agree with that. I think there should be.
Well, I mean, innocent is relative. I mean, if you're a part of an organization that commits and condones.
Right.
And you're part of it. You're guilty by association.
Yeah, I agree.
We can take a guy and he can make himself up to be something that he's not. We capture him and all of a sudden he's giving us bullshit.
What I mean by innocent is like somebody who has not taken a life, who has not like been in involvement with this organization. Yeah, okay, their religion puts them, you know, their sect of religion puts them in direct contact with these exact people, but that doesn't make them, you know, if they go to the same mosque as Al-Qaeda, of course they're going to be, by Al-Qaeda members, you know, they're going to be influenced by that. But if the guy's like, just like, holy shit, you know, if I just don't, if I keep my head down and like try to live my life, you know, because like they feel safer, like some, you know, they would feel safer in trusting of the Al-Qaeda people over the West, you know, or any other sect that's out there because their religious belief. And I mean,
the devil you know.
So the guy's brainwashed, right? But let's say he's not quite brainwashed to the point of becoming a martyr, you know, and he hasn't done anything to kill anybody. You know, that's an innocent person. And you know those are the people that are getting interrogated. Just like, you know, Osama bin Laden's driver. That's how they got Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Now, was that guy guilty of killing anybody? I don't know. But do you think he got interrogated? Oh, hell fuck
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was ripped apart.
Well, it's like my grandfather, and I've heard other World War II vets say over the years, it's the difference between the Nazis and an actual German soldier.
Yeah, right.
German soldiers doing... He's conscripted. I have to do this.
Yeah.
A Nazi is like,
an SS member.
Let's do some shit.
Like
you know,
Heinrich
like
Himmler and shit. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But either one, seized by the Allies would be expected to be tortured for information.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because you German and a guy that was a German soldier back then was a Nazi soldier. I mean, he didn't have a choice. Right. He threw on a Nazi uniform. He was a Nazi to our eyes.
But there was a lot of American-born Germans who were first generation who went back and fought as German soldiers, and they were not part of the Nazi Party. That's what I'm getting at. I'm talking about conscripted soldiers.
Serving their country more so than specifically Hitler's agenda.
Yes, it's like.
Are they fighting against the Nazis?
It's like the Nazis. It's like the Gulf War. Okay, it's like you had the people like the Ba'ath Party and you know those guys were really hardcore hardliners.
They weren't Nazis when Hitler invaded France, but when the Allies got together and started coming after him, then all of a sudden they were in for the cause because they were German.
I'm just saying I've always heard there's a difference between a German soldier and a Nazi from people that fought in World War II.
Right,
a German soldier
fought alongside the Allies is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is a German soldier who's in the German army is a conscripted soldier. Someone who joins a Nazi party.
Yeah, that's
you have to prove your loyalty, and you have to you have to prove your worth to them. And you
everybody
have to,
in Germany was a Nazi back then, man. But they didn't understand what the hell a Nazi was.
Every soldier was in the SS.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, they were all fighting. You know, they got their propaganda fed to them, and they were fighting the cause.
It's like every Marine's a warrior, but not every Marine's recon.
Right.
You know, and once you start getting into special forces, you start getting into a different mentality.
Yeah.
Then you're fucking Pogue in the back who's, you know,
digging trenches and shit.
Yeah. You know, he's like,
I'll ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
That's from the government's file. Secret audio files.
That's from the Nazis file. Yeah. Actual audio.
But we're considered the Nazis now, basically.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Revolutionary War. We were terrorists.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on whose side you come down on after a so-called victory.
Well, yeah, you know, history is written by the victor. So.
Exactly. So how come I always laugh when people are like, oh, history won't look favorably back on presidents we've had. It depends on who writes the history.
Yeah. They seem to have looked pretty favorably upon almost all of them except for Richard Nixon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Abraham Nixon was a pimp. I mean, Abraham Nixon. Abraham Lincoln, damn.
There's episode title. Let's mark that.
Abraham Nixon. That's awesome.
38, 40, 50-ish. Abraham Nixon was a pimp. That is the episode title, Chris. You are editing.
That is a
remember
good
that
name, though.
That is a good name.
Abraham Nixon.
Abraham Nixon.
Abraham Nixon. Damn, I'm going to use that in my video games now. That's going to be my new call.
Abraham Nixon. And you have to let him. He said it.
On Steam, I'm Jew Diamond Phillips, so I don't know.
What? I'm either Rooster.
Jew Diamond Phillips.
I'm either Rooster or Doom, Wonder Chicken. Or Rooster. That's
yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to go with Harry Kalanick Jr., but someone already had taken it. So I was like, fuck.
I'm either Lick the Star or Harry Balzania.
Well, I got, you know, there's this one of the hillbillies I play with. You know, he's from down south. What's up, Cope? But, anyways, good guy. He's like, I ain't ever seen a chicken with balls. And I'm like, well, you know what, man? I'm like, this is a family type game. So, like, having the Wonder Cock on there would be a little bit. And everybody's laughing, like, yeah, point taken. Yeah. You know? It's like, come on, man. Like, read into it. You know, Wonder Chicken. What the fuck?
That was
my CB handle, too. So, you know, I bring it along.
God, that's taking it back.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think I've talked on a CB in close to 20 years.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Alice in Chains.
Both. Alice in Chains on a CB.
Hell yeah, man. I was listening to a lot of Alice in Chains talking about a CB. I'm sure. I had a really nice Cobra. I think it was like a 2150 or something like that, or 1170. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the model number. Yeah, 8-foot whip on the back of my minivan.
See, I never went mobile because my dad, when I rode with him in the truck, we were mobile. Yeah. I had a base station. That's how much of a nerd I was when I was a kid.
No, that's all. I had a base station, too.
What?
Yep.
A Novation base station?
No.
Yes.
I had a PlayStation.
I can't talk today. I should just shut the fuck up. It's just my whole day has been like this, man. You know, like, you're really good at your job, right? Let's say you're really good at your job and you enjoy what you do.
Let's pretend.
Well, let's pretend.
I'm game.
All right. Let's pretend. You're really good at your job and you know, you like what you do.
Say, I'm good at what I do.
This is like improv.
Well, yeah. Well, no, like, Chris, you probably... semi-enjoy your job. I mean, there's some, you know.
I don't
enjoying it
right.
is one thing.
Right, that's, okay, so let's say, you know what you're doing.
I enjoy fucking, really good, but I'm no good at it.
I'm getting there.
Let's say you're pretty good at what you do, right? Let's
I'm getting
say you,
there.
Yeah, you know yeah. your shit, right? You know your shit. And then you have a day where you're just fucking stupid.
You're yeah. a fucking noob yeah. all of a
that
sudden.
That was today. I got owned. Oh. Like the past 3 days in a row, I have just gotten fucking owned at my job. And I am not used to that. And yeah. it's bending me out of shape.
It's unsettling, isn't it?
I had a day yeah. like that the other day. A simple task, moving one thing from another. And my boss is like, put this, put a piece of cardboard in front of it. And, yeah. Actually, this is something we do all the time. Like, he doesn't, he shouldn't even have to tell me.
Some of those days.
I put a picture there, no cardboard. Okay, I just yeah. told you. Put a picture there, no cardboard. And I'm saying, yeah. yep, yep, I hear you. Okay, yeah. I'm looking him in the eye. I'm responding. I'm just
squirrel!
I'm just not fucking doing it. I was so lucky that he was in a good mood because the third time he just laughed, he's like, what? What are you thinking about?
Jackass.
Like, how did Puppies. I get hired?
Yeah. No, that's, I felt that way today, honestly, man. It was just, because it's been 3 days of just yeah. fucking getting barraged. And then I had a dick for a tech support guy on the phone. He was a fucking dick. I call him up. I ask him a question. I thought I made a configuration problem. Yeah, no shit. I made a configuration issue or mistake. So I'm running mm-hmm. through it. He's like, no, you gotta delete this and blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Okay. Yeah. Cause I had to call back because he fucking laughed at me, said, there you go, and hung up.
What? Was he like, hello, this is Steve from Cleveland?
No, no,
how do
these
you?
Are, these are dudes in California.
Okay.
So I asked just a fucking, I asked him a question that he just thought was absurd and hung up on me.
Really?
I literally wow. I stood up. I ripped my fucking earphone out of my ear, threw my phone down on the desk. Like, you know, all my clients are fucking right there. I just uh-huh. stand up and I walked outside. I grabbed my fucking coat and had a cigarette.
Yes.
I was like, I walked back in and these guys bust my balls all day. No, they bust my balls all fucking day long. I have a really good relationship with them. You know,
yeah.
it's always making fun of each other. I come in, it was, that was the end of it. Like there was no,
yeah.
they were not fucking with me, man.
Yep.
Sounds like you should have went and had a cigarette and maybe got a little like airline bottle and had a shot. Something, man.
Well, that's actually the big boss said today at, where we're walking out, he goes, when this is all over, we're all going out for drinks.
Okay, you buying?
Yeah, I was like, that's fine with me. Just them fucking days, man. Life is really fucking good, and then bam, like what the fuck? I didn't do nothing.
This is karma. I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I guess I took a little too much out of karma bank at one point here.
Take this job and shove it.
I ain't here no more.
Song's from 1980.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw this fucking movie at a drive-in.
Johnny Paycheck.
And it's funny because I was talking about this movie
today.
Wait,
what movie is it from?
Take this job and shove it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a whole movie.
It's Urban Cowboy Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album Heartbreak, Tennessee.
Johnny Paycheck, right?
Who, oh, Johnny yeah. Paycheck is in it?
No, that's who's
singing.
That's
his name.
No, who's in the movie then?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That was up
totally
there.
I was like 9 years old. I don't know. There was,
I was like five, so yeah.
Any Which Way But Loose
yep.
came on first. That was the first movie.
Yeah.
And then Take This Job and Shove It was the second showing. And I remember sitting on the roof of my dad's van in my sleeping bag watching that movie, and I think there was titties in it. And I just hear my mom, oh!
Well, the 70s.
Boys, cover your eyes!
The 70s was a great period for film, an amazing period for film. There's so many classic films that came out from the.
So were the 80s, man. The 80s fucking.
I was just going to say, it did not fall.
Rule.
It stopped at the 80s.
Splash was the shit.
I think you were excited by seeing
Daryl Hannah's ass for a few seconds.
How did
and
they
then
fuck?
I was disappointed.
How did they fuck?
Well, I'm saying if you got
fish got slits.
Why couldn't you be the other kind with the fish part on the top?
I don't think so.
If you could be half man, half sausage, which way would you have it and why?
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Where were you going with that? Oh, the 70s ruled.
Fish movies.
I'm saying, agree. If you got a collection of movies on DVD or something because you were a caveman and put them on your wall, you'd have, you know, an arm's length from the 70s and probably half of that for the 80s.
Is this like...
That's what I'm saying.
Is this a... Yeah. You mean the movies like... name good movies from the 80s?
Dude, I have...
No, because he was just like... The movie was made in 1980.
To the movies that apparently
totally forgettable. Couldn't even remember who was in it. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. You had a shit ton of good movies come out in the 70s, and then when it hit 80, it was like...
The 90s blew for
me. 90s blew. See,
except for Jurassic Park.
I am totally lost right now, dude. I'm like, who are these people, and what have you done with my co-host? I mean, just like 90s
did blow. There was a lot of shitty ass
fucking
movies.
Ripped in the 90s. Like, there was no comprehension of anything.
I was like, here's the mainstream, and here's me way far away from the mainstream.
I wish I could have been there. The problem was, I was, in my early teens. So
same here. Yeah, right. Same here. So.
Well, I had a girlfriend all through them. I didn't think that'll
drag you down. Yeah,
it takes you to movies like Jungle Fucking Fever. You know what I mean?
You didn't like Jungle Fever?
I love Jungle Fever.
Really? Next, you're going to tell me you hated He Got Game.
Movie. He Got Game is all right.
I'm fucking leaving.
Jungle Fever is my shit.
Jungle Fever.
I like Mo Better Blues better than all.
Dude,
of them,
I must. So Mo Blues, dude, seriously, good. Like everybody says Denzel. That to me when I say I don't like Jungle Fever, and I must have been fucked up or in a bad mood or something. Because
I think it goes Do the Right Thing, Jungle Fever, and then Girl 6 as far as my favorite Spike Lee joints.
Spike Lee is an acquired taste. I'll give you that. I have a family member.
I don't
member.
Know.
I have
or,
a family
or
member.
Cooklin.
A family member who...
That's up there, too.
I think I was just mad that I was in the movie because I was really racist at the time. So I think I was really fucking mad that I was in there. And my girlfriend wanted to go see it. I'm like, what?
What are you trying to say?
You want some black dick? What is that what you're fucking saying? Well, I'm the furthest thing from that in more ways than one.
You see this tuft of hair right here? It's red. That's what's up.
Yeah. I will beat you with my clown nose, bitch.
But... No, I mean, I have a family member who's I won't watch a Spike Lee movie. Then he watched Inside Man and 25th Hour, and he's like, I really like those movies. I'm like, guess what?
Yeah.
Those are Spike Lee movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, no, they didn't say one bad thing about white people in the whole movie. I'm like, do you think Spike Lee's walking around going, just white devils the whole time? But
also, he didn't write either of those, didn't he?
He knows better to say it.
He can write.
I know
he
didn't write 25th Hour.
No, that was a novel.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Inside Man.
I don't know if I saw that. Did he write that?
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, about a bank robbery. I don't want to give too much
away. That was a Spike Lee movie?
Yeah, where they're going in after the Krugerrand.
Yeah.
Or no, the Nazi gold or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a Spike Lee movie.
By the way, I just
So was Summer of Sam.
Oh, I love
Summer
oh my
Sam
God!
Is
see,
fucking
so many.
Awesome, dude. Summer
I
Sam
love
is
that
my
movie.
Favorite fucking movie of
that
the 90s.
Might even have to go to number two behind Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, dude, was it John Leguizamo?
Yeah,
dude, even what a great scenes. Fucking part he played, man.
And
he played
great.
A pimp for no good reason. In that
I know
movie.
It was great. He's just a dirty fucking bastard.
Yeah. When they play the Marvin Gaye song and they're dancing in the club,
yeah,
and it's just one long shot and he goes around the
Mira
Sorvino.
Sorvino, yeah, didn't they like show her fucking ass in that movie too? Didn't she? They showed her partly naked because they had that orgy scene.
Yeah, you get a little bit of ass.
It was a model, probably. It wasn't her.
I don't know.
That sucks. But that was great.
She's such a strange actress. I've seen her in many different movies. She has never seemed like. I do not have a bead on what she is like as a person.
Yeah,
it's a sign of a good actor or actress,
right?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel the same way about Jennifer Lawrence.
That's, honestly, that is why I try not to. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day because he fucking can tell you everything about everybody's life that's in Hollywood, and it makes me sick. You know, and like, I mean, it's cool. Like, good for you. That's your geek, right? That's his geek. That's awesome. But you know what? I don't want to know anything about the actors because it will detract from their character of any movie for me. Like Tom Cruise, man. I could deal with all his shit until the whole fucking Oprah jumping on a couch thing. That was like, duh, I'm out. Fuck this. War of the Worlds fucking ruled, but God, you suck.
But even that seems to... Tom Cruise has become such a character himself that I can kind of just still separate that.
Tom Cruise is trying real
hard
to cash in.
There's a new Mission Impossible movie coming out, and I'm going to go fucking see it.
He's trying real hard to cash in on that sci-fi audience, though.
Yeah.
With Oblivion and
I mean,
the one that just came out.
That one was awesome.
Well, he's doing what John Travolta couldn't.
Yeah, I know. Battlefield Earth.
Come on. Oh, my God.
I have friends that think that's the greatest sci-fi movie ever.
It's certainly the funniest.
And they're like, still virgins.
Shockingly, no, she isn't. I'm sure her husband is, though.
And how come all the aliens were gay in that movie?
Because it's John fucking Travolta.
And it's L. Ron Hubbard wrote it, so you just need to talk to their deity there. Right. Speaking of, we were talking about one time, not a whole lot of good sci-fi movies out in the last 10 years.
There's been a lot better.
Well,
90s was really dry.
Yeah, I'll admit.
2000s
was... What about Moon?
Moon?
Yeah. With Sam Rockwell?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Okay. No.
How about Europa Report, which actually has Neil deGrasse Tyson in it?
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it's kind of a mixture of reality and then the shot film, and they mixed the two. Just I don't know. When I was laid up and I couldn't go to work, I was like, Netflix, let me watch a bunch of shit that I haven't seen before. And I found a lot of like off the beaten path sci-fi that I thought was good. And I'm like, well, you're kind of a movie guy. You'd have to have heard. I know better than even look in this direction over here.
Yeah. You know what bums me out though, man, is how mainstream zombies have become. It really bums me out, man.
They're fucking fake. They're not real.
It just fucking bums me out.
So Santa Claus and a loyal woman.
No, man.
You still went for one of those.
But the thing is like you go back in the day and watch zombie movies before they were really named zombies or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And that was fucking awesome. You know,
Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead were my favorite movies.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead was my favorite because I watched the European cut and it was way more bloody than the fucking American cut.
It's never really been my thing. I didn't like the classic zombie films. I watch The Walking Dead. I've been a fan of it since the comic book. I've been reading the comic book for years.
See, I'm watching the show, and it's bumming me out.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
It's just like, okay.
Because it's not about the zombies for me.
It's not about the zombies for me either, and I want to know about the post-apocalyptic world. I do. I love that, because like, I'm Legend, Will Smith.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie, and same with Omega Man. I love that, I love that fucking movie. And
didn't age well, though, man.
No, it didn't.
It really did not.
No, it's bad. You can't. Are you talking about Omega Man?
Okay, Omega Man. I thought you were talking about I Am Legend. Yeah. That one still holds up.
Yeah, no. I Am Legend's fucking awesome.
You take Soylent Green and you take Omega Man and Charlton Heston's anti-establishment period.
Yeah.
And then you just fast forward to From My Cold Dead Hand and I'm just like,
come on.
But I don't know what's acting and what's Alzheimer's at this point.
I appreciate what you're saying, but it's Charlton fucking Heston. I mean, you're never getting 9 out of him. You're always getting a 10. No matter what the fuck he's doing.
I know it's a small part. Could we get a better actor?
Omega Man is great for, you know, because I was lucky enough to see Omega Man before I Am Legend. You know, obviously you were too, I'm sure. But it was so cheesy, like the fucking quote unquote, like the zombies or what. I can't remember what they were called.
They looked like albino vampires, even though the leader was black.
Goofy, and they were fucking goofy.
That's one thing I wish they would stop with The Walking Dead is how every little faction calls them something else.
Right.
Walkers, biters,
nippers,
shufflers.
Just stop already.
Did you see this last episode?
I'm current.
All right, here's a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't watched it, you're crazy.
Anybody who's in The Walking Dead
pissed off that Beth got killed. I'm pissed.
I thought it was either going to be Beth or Carol.
They weren't going to kill Carol. I'm just disappointed.
I was sad. Yes, I'm going to miss her character, but come on, they really set her up for
they
that
totally,
whole thing.
Yeah, they did. It was a beautiful setup. It was beautifully written. I agree with you, but I just thought it was kind of a dumb move on Beth's part because I thought she was way smarter than that to stab her the way she did.
That's what I first thought, too.
I was like, God
damn. We're both kind of protective of her.
Well, it's like,
parents.
No, you're fucking smarter than that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you are, Beth. Why, like, why did you...
You should have let it go.
Right. Like, I've seen her kill walkers better than that. Like, why wouldn't she just stab her in a freaking temple? Like, she does a walker. She's got the muscles for it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It just really bummed me out.
Explained away by heat of the moment. I guarantee you, any writer that had anything to do with that scene would explain it away by heat of the moment.
But it was well thought of, though. Like, she thought it through. When she shoved those scissors in her cast, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like, she knew. Like, come on, she knew she was going to... Like, did you see the look in her eyes? Like, she was intent on killing her. Like, intent. It was over with. And it's like, come on, you know how to kill.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And by the way, it's killing me.
Yeah, I know. It's just
hilarious. And Chris cannot sing.
I get into my movies or I get into my shows and shit. I got kind of choked up. I was like, really? You fucking... Yeah. I was like, what the fuck happened right there? Like, what the fuck did you kill Beth for?
Okay, the only time I've ever been choked up on The Walking Dead, I'll be honest with you, is Daryl's brother, Merle. Not because he got it, but because Daryl's reaction to it.
Yeah, he got it.
I was like, dude, that's the hardest guy on the show, and he's that fucked up about it. And then I'm just imagining it being my brother.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, and I love him. My brother's an asshole, but I love him. Well, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm the asshole. My brother's really cool, so it's, you know.
My brother's such an asshole, I don't know if he's autistic or just an asshole. So it's just like, you're on the spectrum somewhere, Max. But yeah, I was kind of like, man, that's fucked up, man.
And I did get, and I know this might sound silly, but I got offended when Carol killed fucking the little girl. And when the two little girls were killed, like one girl, little girl killed her sister, and then Carol had to kill.
Yeah,
I can't remember their names.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I was like, really,
future psychopath.
Did you fucking have to go there? Like, really? Did you have? But did you have to write that in?
We already did that with Carol once. This happened after she burned the two sick people.
Yeah,
or killed them and burned their bodies.
I mean, it's like that. Carol's fucking awesome, dude. Like, her character's fucking survivalist. I don't like her.
No, I kind of got a...
Oh, you got a boner for her?
I kind of got an unhealthy crush on her, man.
Oh, right on. No, she's so strong and awesome.
I've seen pictures of her.
Not while Maggie's around. I mean, that's some hot shit right there.
No, Maggie's top level.
Can you scowl a little bit more? I'm not fully erect yet.
And then you hear her talk outside the show, and she's got that accent, and it's just like...
Well, she was on Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
She was on the TV show Chuck, and she played...
Nah, yeah, I never watched any of that.
Yeah, she was a main character on there actually, and she had a British accent. Oh my freaking god! Yeah, that's man, her. I can't remember her name on Chuck. I usually do.
No, I saw pictures of Carol when she was younger, longer hair, and I was like, oh my god, man, she was really good. I mean, really good looking, and she's still.
Yeah.
I mean, she's what?
Yeah, no,
late 40s.
Yeah,
that's not that old compared to me. I'm 37.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do her.
Shit.
You know, I'd knock the dust off. Get the oil can out.
I think she needs it. I mean,
oh, I'm pretty sure she's got her. She's.
I mean, at this point, everybody, everybody but Glenn and Maggie needs some sex. There's not enough fucking going on that show.
No.
How are we ever going to repopulate the world?
Fuck
you guys
that.
Don't
babies
start
draw walkers. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to get some ass to mouth while you got a baby. Shut that kid up.
Dude,
I'm trying to triple dip.
Trying to get some zombie pussy over here.
That is a trip addition to that, though, is like actually having a baby survive in that. That is like that's a waste of resources. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in that situation and you're in the group, you know, it'd be like, if all of a sudden you're, what's the dude's name that fucking, that had the black dude that had the two little girls for a long time? Man, I can't remember.
Cuddy.
Shit tonight.
The big
from
one?
The Wire. Cuddy.
Yeah, the big one.
Rick James.
Yeah,
Cuddy from The Wire.
Where he was bringing the baby and the two little girls. It was just
Tyree.
Him, the two little girls. Yeah, Tyree. Yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, he had the total opportunity to be like, oops.
Yeah.
Like, the walkers got him. I couldn't save him. You know, and like, they would have just totally like relieved.
Well, it sets up that dilemma, but the dilemma was also set up at the end of the MASH TV series.
Right.
Because, you know, I think it was Hawkeye? Yeah, it was like, keep that baby quiet. They're going to hear us. And the lady killed her baby.
Yeah. Right. She smothered the baby trying to.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, I didn't mean for her to kill the baby. You know, it's like, what do you do? Does everybody die over the baby, or do you sacrifice the baby?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't, like, I'm just like, wow. Because that was the first thing that came to my mind. Well, that thing ain't last long.
You know how
hard it's coming, though. It's eventually going to happen.
I can't. I don't want to watch that episode.
Robert Kirkman is a fucking asshole. Because if you read the comic books, there's a lot of things, not everything, but there's a lot of things that parallel. And there's a lot of the same characters in the comic books, and some of the same events happen. But when what's her name dies, Carl's mother, she's holding the baby. And the bullet goes through both of them. They both die.
In the comic book?
And in the comic book.
They die in the assault on the prison. They're running away, and the guy guns both of them down.
Okay.
And the governor put Rick through a hell of a lot more hell than he did on the TV show in the comic book. He fucked Rick up in the comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to read that shit. I just don't want to ruin the TV show, man.
You're not. Really? Believe me, you're not.
Was it the governor cut his hand off?
I was trying to avoid, but
so fucking, like, that's the thing is I'm just like, I'm trying to not watch anything or do anything zombie but The Walking Dead right now.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it's so out there. I'm so sick of fucking seeing people dressed as fucking crappy zombies.
I'm sick of it too, but is a positive side of it because there's so much shit out there. We wouldn't have, I think, Zombieland and
Zombieland is fucking awesome.
And what
Bill
was,
fucking Murray.
What was the one that the British? Dead. Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
God, I love rednecks.
Those two movies are fucking amazing.
But dogs can look up.
Yeah.
And it's just using zombie as, you know, a placeholder for something else.
I read
a good comedy.
I read World War Z. And the movie fucking blows.
Yeah. I slept through that
come
movie.
Come on.
Yeah.
World War Z, I found visually stunning, but it was like watching The Matrix. Like, you're just going to glaze over everything else just to show a bunch of battle scenes?
Seriously. And they didn't even show the fucking battle of Yonkers.
Yeah.
They didn't even show it. They didn't even show it.
How that when the guys were going underwater to kill the zombies that were in the ocean.
Right.
Which I thought was going to be one of the coolest parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm just like, fuck.
And then the teeth chattering zombie at the end, I'm like, fucking really, dude? Yeah. Fucking really? Like, come on. Yeah. It was so long, drawn out portion. There's a
director's cut that's even longer.
Yeah,
so we
can
all sleep through it like Chris did.
Yeah. I know, I saw
Whatever
it.
Whatever happened did to you? The.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck. I saw it in the theater, and then I'm like, I want to check the director's cut out.
No, I slept through it in the theater.
Did you guys hear about the thing that was supposed to... This is like a couple years ago or more, that they were supposed to build a zombie theme park in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that still happening?
They can't get it permitted.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No,
Night of the Living Baseheads?
Yeah. Well, I like the
idea.
They
come running out like, I made it! Yeah. Pow! No, you didn't.
That's what they really
the Packer plant?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh man,
awesome! But
if you don't get mugged or shot in the Packers, you're gonna have mesothelioma. Hey,
you want to have a survivor stateside? Just drop them on the east side. Tell them to make it to the west side.
I like what Miller's does. They have that zombie paintball.
Yeah,
first team to
fucking awesome.
If you get to Woodward, you get picked up.
Like you get, you know,
it's
you
like naked and afraid. There's a boat waiting for you.
Go on a wagon ride. You shoot freaking zombies with paintballs.
Speaking of Detroit, Detroit came out of their bankruptcy today, and also their emergency manager, I forget his name,
Kevin Orr.
Yeah, that's the one. The emergency manager for Detroit is going to his position ceases at the end of this day. So democracy's back in Detroit.
Yeah, but I think they were talking about bringing him on for for consulting or something like that. Yeah. I mean, dude, if he did the job right, fucking rock on. I hope
We have streetlights where we didn't, and parking tickets actually cost the person getting them more than it does the city to process them.
Right.
Which was what it was for 20 years. Like, you'd pay $20 fine, and it was $35 for the city to process them.
Wait, I think you said it backwards then. It cost the city more.
Before the emergency manager.
Yeah.
To process the tickets than the fine.
Yep.
Now the fine actually is more than the ticket.
That's fucking asinine. Why the hell would anybody ever do that? I mean, there's no such thing as a loss leader in freaking government.
Well,
you know?
if you work in electronic security, you had to have heard that Detroit is not even, a lot of their infrastructure is not even on computers.
No, I know.
It's still paper.
Oh, I work for Detroit. For Detroit.
Okay, so it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously?
They got some pretty nice shit.
Well,
not all of them, but
yeah, I do know this. I was telling Chris.
The technology
Chris
I've
this.
Seen going to those places is not. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, but are we talking like last decade or so?
We're talking like last year.
Okay,
like last couple of years.
I mean, I told Chris this. I went to the Secretary of State half hour in Detroit before it closed, and I thought I was going to get the little come back tomorrow sticker, and we'll put you at the front of the line.
Yeah.
Nope. They were like, if you're here for this, get against that wall. Whap! The whole just crew got against the wall. If you're here for this, get over here. In and out in 15 minutes.
They got their shit down at Secretary of State lately.
Yeah, they do.
That's something that's really improved in this state.
Yeah. You go to the Super Center Man up there on 16 and Gratiot. Yeah,
dude, that's the one.
Fuck yes.
You can do that shit on your lunch break.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's, dude. I'm serious. No, kudos to them, man. I mean, that's awesome.
You mean like you were supposed to? Oh, it was
proposed?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Which I think most other states would know that as the DMV.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, call it pointless.
Yeah,
little Primus reference.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the new Primus record that he did? The whole Charlie and a Chocolate Factory.
What?
No, but my buddy went to the show.
There's albums out.
Really?
There's five gold albums, and if you find it, you win Primus for life. You get to go to every one of their shows for life.
That's hilarious. My God, that is amazing.
By the way, my buddy owns a record store up in Mount Clemens. Can I prop it? Can I give it props?
Yeah.
Weirdsville Records in Mount Clemens, also a paperback writer. They're on Marketplace in downtown Mount Clemens. They're, yeah, dude. He was voted like top record store an hour or whatever. But I was in there the other day, and he showed me that record. I wanted to buy it so bad, but it's like $20. I just don't have $20 to spend on a record right now. I'm like, I got one I could trade you for that. And he's like, well, bring it in. But no, it's
a Barry Manilow record. I'll give you $5 for it. But he signed it. Okay, I'll give you two. Yeah. Oh, it's Kenny Loggins. Sorry. Yeah. Ruin that reference.
Nice.
And then I give you a hand job for you to take this record off of me. Going once, going twice.
But yeah, I didn't get the Primus song DMV. I didn't know what a DMV was.
Really?
Yeah. I'd always lived in Michigan.
Not a Primus fan, Chris?
No, I love Primus.
Is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one thing we can definitely agree on.
I missed a joke there somewhere. Sorry.
I didn't make one.
No, you said I'll give you a hand job to take this album off of me. Did I miss something?
Yeah, oh, I don't know what you're talking about either. I thought you just like talking about hand jobs.
Like, that's why I was like,
high
really?
Fidelity?
Yeah.
I'm high.
Oh. I thought it was going to be like a quote from a movie like High Fidelity or something like that. Like that's something Jack Black would say.
Totally.
To like,
yeah, totally. In High Fidelity, that would sound like something Jack Black would say. You should write that down and sell it to him.
There's no way in hell that your daughter wants this record. This record.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is she in a coma?
That's awesome.
I will now sell 5 copies of the Beta Band's 3 EPs.
My kids love the song Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. I show them the video. It's hilarious. How are they playing their instruments with those things in their hands? Like it's a video.
They're playing their instruments in that video. Like, well, let's see. Pretty much everybody you watch on TV now sings live. So just don't worry about it.
I had a buddy of mine argue that, man. I was watching, he watches, like I said, he's the guy that knows all the Hollywood shit. So he's watching some kind of primetime something. I was hanging over there. And I watched Ariana Grande, is that her name?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande. I watched her performance, and I'm like, she was totally lip-syncing. I'm like, dude, that chick's so lip-syncing. And he goes, no, sometimes the timing of the channels, I'm like,
she doesn't yell.
Bro. No. Yeah. Ziggy Azalea. I'm sorry. Ziggy Azalea.
Same death.
Yeah, right.
I go to work, and they're like, have you heard this chick? No. Where do you live? I'm like, not in your world, dude. Yeah. You're 26, man. You.
Yeah.
Like, you still think the radio in Top 40 holds something for you. I am well beyond that.
Yeah.
It's fun. No, it should be like, you know what? You'll understand this when you're older, but I'm in the era of all the young kids' music sucks nowadays. I've hit that age.
I don't know.
But we're lucky because it does.
No, I
had a friend that got really creeped out by this video. He has a thing about mannequins and dolls, and he said this video scared him.
Was it Mike?
Fucking hilarious.
Was it Mike?
Mikey B?
Is that who Mikey is that was gagging the last show he was
Wait,
on?
What? That Mikey?
Mike Rothenberg.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, that kid is funny. Had him gagging. I remember what I say.
I don't remember.
It was some, like, common word. It was...
You hit his funny bone, though.
He was gagging from laughing so hard.
No, he was.
No, he was gagging on my cock.
He has a gag.
No,
reflex.
I mean.
I said something gross like carcass or something, and it made him fucking gag, and it wasn't.
It was one of those, the perfect word for the moment.
It was curds. It was curds. It was curds.
Were you talking about poutine?
Were you talking about poutine?
Yeah, I was.
Cheese curds.
He was over here gagging, man. Yep, totally. It was like, you know, my brother mode kicked in, like, oh, I see a weakness. I'm going to tear this apart
for a while. Yeah.
He even said his brother's do that too old. That's so
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about some chewable milk with his french fries.
And gravy.
That's right. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're talking about when you almost made him puke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was asking. I'm like, gagging's a little bit different from laughing. I'm like, don't know how you
usually
laugh.
You know, we were talking about porn earlier, so when I'm talking about gagging, like, he was
there
gagging.
There was something else that was said that was so funny to him that he, like, couldn't even laugh. He was, like, choking on his spit or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, curds.
It happens every once in a while. Yeah. Aaron dropped some reference from the late 90s, and I lost it at the end of an episode.
Yeah, pretty good for those.
And I don't know why. It just struck me as funny, real funny. So it's just one of those weird moments. I got you.
There I go.
Yeah, I guess you had to be there. Sorry. That could be all edited out right there.
It never gets... How much editing do you do? Because sometimes I'm like, this is like unedited. This is kind of raw, man.
Hey,
I do editing.
Hey, have you ever seen that chick do the Rap God cover?
No.
She's like, yeah, braless chick. Look up, braless girl does Rap God.
That's how she's cover. Known?
Yeah, so, yeah, totally.
We've let another one out of the kitchen?
Yeah. I mean, do you like that song, by the way?
By Eminem?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never heard it.
You've heard it.
I like it a lot.
Is it a single?
Yeah. I thought we'd listen to it on this show.
I like it a lot, man. I think it's really good. I mean, okay. It's got good, decent
That
production.
May have been pre-Rich.
Maybe.
That was,
Was it Rap God, shirtless bitch?
No, not shirtless.
Probably
no
not
bra. Rap
lady,
God, no
female.
Bra. That's sad that I know that, man. God. My wife can never listen to
this. I was
going
to say, which one do you know better? The fact she does Rap God or the no bra part?
The fact she does Rap God, actually.
Okay.
No, that's...
You better bring that video up, though.
Really? it's not that great, okay?
The reaction's out of control with her or something? Yeah, she's racked up?
No, not really. Okay. Well, she's got nice... I mean, they're nice. But
they're all nice.
Yeah,
the
right. Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't say nothing.
Like my friends
wrong.
Are like, I hate fake
tits.
But
you don't
I'm
really
like, can
see,
you touch them? They're real.
You don't really see anything. I mean, they kind of jiggle around.
Is it her?
No, she's sitting down like outside, like on a...
this bitch?
Nope. Keep going up. It's a side shot.
How about this coos? Is this twat right here to watch? Jesus, dude.
No, these are the only females on this page.
That's fucked up. Because let's see if I can fucking find it on my Facebook page.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on YouPorn, not YouTube.
No, it's not on YouPorn.
RedTube.
Braless girl sings Rap God.
Oh, braless. You said no bra.
Braless girl sings Rap God.
Like, is it obvious she's braless? Like, she's got some Jennifer Aniston mid-90s THO?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not super special. It's just she does a really fucking good job.
God, I'm just thinking, if someone posted something of some chick in a bra bouncing her breast to some song, and she was heavily tatted up, and I'm thinking this cannot be the same woman.
If I just type Rap God bra.
Okay.
Damn.
Rap God bra.
I Facebook.
Rap God, bro.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't even remember who posted it, so that's been taking forever. I guess it's not worth it. If it's not, it doesn't come up right away, screw it. ADD.
Yeah, no.
Are you down with ADD? Yeah, you know. What are we talking about?
Huh? Squirrel.
Where are you people?
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for clicking. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.